A previously disqualified candidate will appear on the May 5th primary ballot in Stark County. The Board of Elections certified candidates last week, but Rylan Finzer, who sought the Democratic nomination for the 50th District Ohio House seat, was among those left off. It said it found petition signatures that did not match those on file. The repository reports Finzer was returned to the ballot after presenting notarized affidavits as evidence the signatures were valid. The 50th District seat is held by Republican Matthew Kishman. Democrat Brian Summers of Maslin is also running. A Maslin man is jailed after leading police on a high-speed chase through Maslin and Perry Township. 40-year-old Nelson White, who was wanted on multiple warrants, allegedly fled from officers in a rented SUV, driving through yards before rear-ending a vehicle on Jackson Avenue Northwest Tuesday afternoon. The woman driving the other car was taken to Mercy Hospital with minor injuries. White is charged with failure to comply and obstructing official business. He was booked into the Stark County Jail and is scheduled for arraignment today in Maslin Municipal Court. A fire displaced two residents Wednesday afternoon in the 3400 block of Briarwood Avenue Northwest in Perry Township. The blaze was reported shortly after noon and damaged a top floor bedroom and windows of the two-story home. Firefighters had the blaze under control in 20 to 30 minutes. No one was injured. The cause is under investigation and damage estimates are not yet available. Assistance came from Maslin, Canton Township, and North Lawrence departments. An Akron man has been sentenced for a Jackson Township shooting. 23-year-old Donald Brown pleaded guilty to felonious assault, aggravated assault, and a weapon charge. Stark County Common Pleas Judge Kristen Farmer sentenced him February 19th through 3 years probation and 200 hours of community service. Brown must also complete substance abuse and mental health assessments and have no contact with 25-year-old Austin Collins of Canton. He was shot December 8th at Diamond Royale on Munson Street Northwest and was treated at Mercy Hospital. Property owners along the city's borders must now annex into Canton to start or transfer water and sewer service. City Council approved the ordinance Monday, saying it ensures township residents share infrastructure costs. Residents and realtors warn the move could hurt homeowners and create housing market uncertainty. Plain Township Trustee Scott Hawes calls it a revenue grab and says he's working with state groups to revise annexation laws. The Canal Fulton Water Department has issued a boil advisory for homes on Locust Street between Colonial and Millfield. Residents are asked to boil all water before drinking or using it for at least 48 hours until testing confirms it is safe. Bottled water is available by contacting City Hall between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Officials say no contamination is expected, but the precaution is necessary while testing is completed. Congressman Michael Rooley has introduced a resolution to censure Democratic Congressman Al Green for his protest during Tuesday night's State of the Union address. Green waved a sign reading, "Black people aren't apes," in response to a video shared by President Trump. Green was ejected from the address, marking the second year in a row he was removed for disrupting the speech. Rooley, a Salem Republican, says Green's actions were uncalled for and a breach of congressional conduct. A September 3rd traffic stop on I-80 in Portage County has led to a prison sentence for a Michigan man. Authorities say a canine alerted to drugs inside a vehicle in Freedom Township, and officers discovered 223 grams of meth. 26-year-old Jalen Davis of Detroit pleaded guilty Monday in Common Pleas Court to a felony drug trafficking charge and was sentenced to 3 to 4.5 years in prison. Judge Becky Doherty also ordered him to pay a $10,000 fine. The city of Salem has lost an appeal to annex property on Beechwood Road. The 7th District Court of Appeals ruled the property owned by Sean and Lori Butcher is not contiguous to the city, and the annexation would not serve the general good. The court cited road maintenance, emergency response, and opposition from property owners and neighbors. A judge disagreed, but the majority ruling stands, blocking Salem's efforts to expand its jurisdiction. Youngstown police are searching for 37-year-old Brittany Gentry, who was reported missing Friday. She was last seen at her Southside home February 19th. Gentry is 5'5", weighs about 130 pounds, and may have brown shoulder-length hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact Youngstown police. Bond has been set at $100,000 for a suspect in a Youngstown shooting. 27-year-old Kobe Hayden was arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on two counts of felonious assault. He is accused of shooting at a car on Pyatt Street Sunday, wounding one of the two people inside. Hayden was arrested by U.S. Marshals and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing March 4th. He was previously convicted in 2021 for aggravated robbery in Boardman. The Public Utilities Commission of Ohio says it does not oppose the city of Youngstown entering the court case involving the receivership of Sobe Thermal Energy Systems, but it does want part of the city's request denied. Assistant Attorney General Julian Johnson, who serves as PUCO legal counsel, said the agency recognizes Youngstown's interest and praised the city's advocacy for Sobe customers. The commission says it's willing to work with the city to stabilize the utility. However, the PUCO is asking Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio to reject the city's cross-claim alleging breach of account, arguing it should be treated as an intervener plaintiff. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.